This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My beloved brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Always forever we begin with the praise and the thanks of Allah. Nashhadu an la ilaha illallah. We testify that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we send our love, our greetings, our salutations to our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to his pious and his pure family, to his companions and all those who follow his sunnah until the end of time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to be amongst them. Ameen. Al-Ameen. Alhamdulillah. This is the final Jumu'ah of 2023. Alhamdulillah. And we were doing a series on the Messiah and Dajjal, and it was today we're going to talk about Dajjal, and I didn't want to end the year talking about Dajjal. So inshallah we'll continue the series perhaps in the new year. And then I thought, what do we talk about? One of the most difficult parts of the Jumu'ah is deciding every week what topic should we talk about. And that's why we love doing series here in Burhanul. And so I asked some of my colleagues, you know, what is the feeling and the mood? What do people want to hear? What is it that you want to hear from the mimbar? How do you feel? And the colleague of mine, the sheikh that I called, he says, people just feel lam. They just feel like, you know, finished. And subhanAllah, without a doubt, 2023 has been a difficult year. But I want to capture the feeling, the mood, from my perspective, and I think from your perspective as well, in our last Jumu'ah for 2023, in seven phrases, seven words. The first one, subhanAllah, another year gone. 2023 finished. I think many of you can remember 2022, this time of the year, last year, and how quickly time has gone. How quickly the years just keep going. And with the knowledge and with the reality that we only have a fixed amount of years in our bank account. One more gone. Never going to get it back. Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, by time, when it comes to time, insan, you are all at a loss. You are all losing. Nobody benefits. Everybody is dying. Everybody is losing. And so we say, subhanallah. What does subhanallah mean? It means all perfection belongs to Allah alone. It is only Allah that is timeless. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is not temporary. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is permanent. So if ever we were to wish and to hope and to put our trust into someone, it is on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll always be there. And so, I want you also to learn from these phrases when to use it. And so whenever we see something, whether it's good or bad, but it's an amazing thing, or something which shocks us, we say subhanallah. Meaning Allah, you are perfect. You are perfection. And so as we see another year come and go, it is with a sense of our own mortality. We are imperfect. We have a limited time frame. We don't know if this is the final year of our life. We don't know if we will even reach 2024 or how many years we have left. Subhanallah. The next word, inshallah, as we are discussing this, that if we were to ask anybody, how was 2023 for you? What situation are you in? If anybody asks you, how are you? How are you doing? What do we say? Alhamdulillah. Before we get into the problems at work and family issues and money issues, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were to ask us, how did you find 2023? We say to Allah, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah means all praise and gratitude is to you, Ya Allah. Allah says, Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut. All of you are going to die. It's a difficult reality. It's a morbid thing. That yes, it's the end of the year, another year has come and gone. I don't know how much time I have left, but I'm going to die. Allah says, all of you are going to die. وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And all of you, Allah says, I will give you exactly what you earned for your life. Then Allah reminds us, no matter how this year has been, what you got, what you didn't get, how successful you are, how much failure you had, how difficult you are, how sick you are, Allah reminds us that there is one objective. There's only one objective. Allah says, فَمَنْ زُحْسِحَ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلِ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدَ فَازِ. That the ultimate objective of your existence, of why you're on the earth, is if you have avoided Jahannam, if you are saved from Jahannam, the fire, and you enter Jannah, then you have won. If that's where you end, if the last chapter of our life is, you enter Jannah, you live happily ever after, Allah says, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. And then what is the dunya? What does it matter what happens in the dunya? What do you care about this dunya if you enter Jannah? And so therefore we say, in the context of that, Alhamdulillah, Allah gave us Islam. Our objective is Jannah. And of all the millions of people out there doing whatever they're doing, you are here in the Jumu'ah. Allah has given us the tawfiq that in this time when people are losing themselves, you are here in the masjid. Allah has made you and me the winners. Allah has gifted us with that bonus. We have the blessing of Islam. You had, alhamdulillah, 52 Jumu'ahs. 52 Jumu'ahs. Every single week you were in the masjid. The holiest time of the week. You got that. Allah has given us 52 Jumu'ahs to worship Him. We had another Ramadan. We know from the hadith that the Nabi ﷺ mentions that if you get one accepted Ramadan, khalas, you enter Jannah. That is your ticket to Jannah. And alhamdulillah, Allah has given us that Ramadan. We should not underestimate the ibadah that we've done. We know in the hadith that if you were to fast your whole life sunnah fasting, it will not equal to one day of Ramadan in terms of reward. Allah had given us 30 days of fasting. Each and every one of you have that to your account, inshaAllah. That if you made your 5 daily salawat, that's 1,825 salas. That is 12,400 sajidas to Allah. Every time we put our head on the ground, that earth will testify on the day of Qiyamah, this person submitted to you, Ya Allah. So the objective is to get to Jannah. Alhamdulillah, the scorecard keeps ticking in our favor. Every single act of worship, every ran that you've given, every good deed that you've done, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps it and multiplies it. And so alhamdulillah, Ya Allah, you've kept us on the straight path. You kept us, our iman and our Islam submitted to you, Ya Allah. So that is, we always begin with alhamdulillah. And then when we look at the year, we do know, Ya Allah, how many days did we not fulfill our obligation to you? How many acts of worship did we neglect? How many nights did we stand up in tahajjud, if any? How many khatams did we make, if any? How much charity did we give, if any? And so when we look at time, and remember in the context of Jannah and Jahannam, we say, astaghfirullah, Ya Allah. The third phrase, astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah is, oh Allah, pardon me, forgive me. I repent to you, I turn to you. So while alhamdulillah, Allah, you've given me a lot. You've given me Islam. You've given me the opportunity to worship you. I know I'm not good enough. I know I'm not where I need to be as a slave unto you, Ya Allah. How much sin have we done also? And therefore, whenever there comes a time at the end of the year, at the end of the week, when you take an introspection, part of the good habits of the believer and the parts of the habits of the Sahaba is when they looked at their lives, part of life is always to make istighfar to Allah. Even the Anbiya, the most perfect of people, made istighfar. That part of our istighfar, taba yatubu, tawba, means to return to Allah. Ya Allah, I forgot you. I turned away from you. I was occupied with so many things, Ya Allah. And now you've given me the opportunity to come back. Alhamdulillah, we are alive. While we still draw breath, that door of tawbah is open. And so we take this opportunity, we end the year, to say, oh Allah, forgive us for all the sins we've done this past year. Ya Allah, pardon our haram that we looked at, the haram that we spoke, the haram that we, our money, whatever haram we have done, big or small, you know, Ya Allah, you are the only one that can forgive us. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Allah says, وَمَن يَعْمَلْ سُوءٍ, whoever did evil, أو يَظْلِمْ نَفْسَهُ, أو يَظْلِم نفسه, and you oppressed your own self, the sin corrupts you. Allah says, whoever of you committed sin or you oppressed yourself, ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهِ, and then you asked Allah for forgiveness, يَجِدِ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا, you will find Allah definitely most forgiving, most merciful. It's a promise. And therefore, let us end the year between now and as soon as we can. We raise our hands and say, Ya Allah, for every sin that we've done, we ask you for your forgiveness. Let us begin the new year sinless. Let's begin the new year without any baggage that we're carrying over. You don't have to go to Makkah or Arafah to get forgiven. You can get forgiven in your own home, in your own house. And so part of the ritual, part of the life of the Muslim, is that we look at our shortcomings and we make istighfar. And we can talk so much about istighfar. We can talk about so many beautiful hadith about tawbah and istighfar. But just one, subhanAllah, as when we look at our year, and some of us are so ashamed. Some of us may feel so guilty because of how poor we've done as believers to Allah, how deficient we are as believers, how can I even raise my hands to Allah and ask Him, Ya Allah, forgive me, pardon me. We know that beautiful hadith about the Nabi says, when the believer raises his hands to Allah and he repents and he says, Oh Allah, I've sinned, I've done this, I committed zina, I stole, I killed, whatever it is, I'm coming back to you, Ya Allah. Accept me in your forgiveness. What is Allah's response? The Prophet reminds us, it's like that man who goes to the desert and he loses his camel. And he's lost in the desert and he's about to die. And he's so sure I'm going to die that he even digs his own qabr. He digs his grave. Because he said, if I'm going to die, I'd rather have a grave to lay in. And he lays in his qabr about waiting to die. And out of nowhere, his camel appears. And he grabs that camel and he's so happy because his life is saved. He has his provisions. And he says, Oh Allah, you are my slave and I am your Lord. He said this deliriously. He was completely lost his mind. He said, Ya Allah, you are the slave, I am the Lord. He meant to say, you are my Lord, I am the slave. So the man was so happy that he lost his senses. The Nabi says, when you raise your hands, say, Allah, astaghfirullah, forgive me. Allah is happier than this man. Allah is more joyful when the slave comes back to Allah in spite of all the sins. So however you end off this year, and there will be a timer and a ticker and counting down, take that moment to say, Ya Allah, astaghfirullah. A year has come and gone. Opportunities of ibadah has come and gone. Sin, I've wasted my time on sin. But you can fix the year through your istighfar and tawbah. And Allah always accepts, inshaAllah. The fourth phrase when you think of this year, and now I talk to you personally, this year is different for different people. For some of you, alhamdulillah, you had a fantastic year. You got a new job, you got married, there were maybe additions to the family, you're planning some amazing holiday, some good has come to you of blessings. Fantastic. And for some of you, it must have been a very difficult year. And I know people personally that have lost loved ones and relatives. They've gone through extremely difficult year. There are people who have lost their loved ones, they've lost their health, people are struggling with sickness. A disease might have come back that out of nowhere, you got a diagnosis that is like a mountain on top of you. You might have, subhanAllah, going through financial issues, marriage issues, divorces, whatever it might be. When we go through these times, we say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. That there is no power, there is no strength, there is no might, there is no change except through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says to us, and He reminds us, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوَا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ. Do you not see that it is Allah alone when it comes to blessings? That He alone expands, He gives to whom He wants, and He contracts, He takes away from whom He wants. إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ. And this should be an indication for people that believe. That your ultimate objective is to get to the one who benefits and the one who takes away the benefit. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody can help you. Nobody can assist you. Nobody can harm you except with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's permission. And so for those of us, alhamdulillah, who had a good year, you got that bonus, you're moving forward in your career, your relationships are good, you just got married. If you are fine, if I asked you, how was 2023? Alhamdulillah, it was a good year. Then alhamdulillah, if you had a good year in terms of blessings, then remember, make time before the end of this year to give a special shukr to Allah. That not everybody got what you got. And Allah says, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ. Allah says, remember when I proclaimed, لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. That if you thank me, I will give you more in your blessings. I will put barakah in that blessings. So for whatever you have gotten, whatever goodness has come to you, make a special moment to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make a special time to appreciate that blessings that Allah has given you. And then as for those of us who if you were to ask him, they would say, Alhamdulillah kaniklani, but 2023 was a difficult year. I'm not complaining. I'm not going to be ungrateful to Allah, but it was a tough year. And I know of people who've gone through the most difficult experiences of their life this year. Allah says to you, and some of you might be carrying that burden now. You might be carrying that sickness, that poverty, that sadness in your heart. You're sitting here and your heart is breaking. Allah says, ما أصاب من مصيبة. Allah says, I tell you, whatever calamity befalls you, fil ardi wala fi anfusikum, whether it happens outside of you or on the earth or in your own personal life, illa fi kitabin min qabli an nabra'aha. It was already decreed before the year began, before you were even born, this calamity, this death, this sickness, this loss of rizq. Allah says, I had planned this for you. It was in your taqdeer. Nothing you could have done to avoid it. You couldn't have changed anything. You had no say in the matter. I had given this in your path. Inna dhalika ala Allah yaseer. Because this is how Allah says, it's easy for me. It is a means by which, in my wisdom, to purify you, to guide you, whatever it is in Allah's wisdom, but you could not avoid it. Now Allah tells us, I tell you this, the beautiful ayah. Allah says, likay la ta'asu ala ma fatakum. I tell you this so that you do not beat yourself up, that you don't sit in grief and remorse about what you've lost. It had nothing to do with you. That is not about, it's not about you. It's not about what you did. This is part of Allah's objective. Remember, our objective is I want to go on a holiday. My objective is I want to build a beautiful house. I want to have a fancy car. Allah's objective is I want you to enter Jannah. And if that path to Jannah is a rocky path, that path to get to Jannah is a difficult one. Well, Allah is going to put me on that path because He wants me to enter Jannah. So Allah says this, whatever difficulty you're going through, it's hard. It's okay to feel sad. It's okay to feel despondent. But don't feel, don't give up. And don't feel broken, because this is not about what you did wrong. It is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala putting you through your tests. It's your journey. And Allah says to those of us in hardship, remember, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُطَّرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ أَإِلَهُمْ مَعَ اللَّهِ قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Allah says, is it not He? Is Allah not the one that responds to the desperate person when they call out? Allah says, don't forget, whatever you're going through, I am the one that responds to you in your time of desperation. I'm the one that hears you when you cry and you are heartbroken and you call out to me. I listen to you. I respond to you. And I remove any difficulty from you. I can remove anything from you. Whatever, your life might seem so constricted today. You might feel that there is no way out. I have zero hope. I can't even dare to believe. Allah says, I can take it all away if I wanted to. I'm the one that listens to you. And is there any ilah other than Allah? Do you have anyone other than Allah? Is there any Lord that you can turn to other than Allah? So turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If life is hard, this is what la hawla wa la quwwata illa means. Hawl actually means to change. There is no change. My situation cannot change except by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My blessings cannot be taken away from me except by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my hardship cannot be removed from me except by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you look at your life, when you look at your situation, whether you like it, you don't like it, just think, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Only Allah can change my affairs. Now we move on from our personal hardships, our personal struggles. And we know that this year, if we were to highlight and talk about what really encompassed this year, of course it is the situation in Gaza and the state of the Ummah. That it was a traumatic, difficult, hard year for the Ummah, seeing so many of our Muslim brothers and sisters going through a genocide, going through unimaginable atrocities. What do we say when we're confronted with something like this? Now, at the Battle of Uhud, when the Muslims suffered a bit of a calamity, a bit of a defeat at the hands of Khalid and Walid, we know that the Muslims, for those of us who know the Battle of Uhud, the Muslims made a mistake, and there was a counter-attack by the Quraysh, and many, many Sahaba died. In fact, the Nabi himself almost was killed. And so the Sahaba were forced to retreat. The Muslims had to flee into the mountain of Uhud. And they were bleeding, and they were tired, and they were scared. And a few people came to them, munafiqs came to the Muslims, and said, the Quraysh had returned, the Quraysh left, going back to Makkah. The Quraysh made a U-turn, they're coming back to finish you off. You guys are injured, bleeding, defeated. The Quraysh are going to come and fight you and finish you off one last time. The munafiqs said this to scare the Muslims. So when the Sahaba heard this, what did they say? They said, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is enough for me. Whatever you take away from me, whatever I lose, hasbunallah. I have Allah. I cannot lose because I have Allah. Wa ni'mal wakil, and I put my trust in Him. I don't have an answer to the situation. So when the situation looks hopeless, when the situation looks completely out of control, Hasbunallah. No matter what happens, I leave my affairs to Allah. I lay my life in His hands. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentions when they said this, alladhina istajabu lillah. As for those, the Sahaba, who responded to Allah wa Rasuli and His Rasul, min ba'di ma asabahum al-qarh. After they were inflicted with hardship, when they were injured, when they were going through that difficulty of Uhud, these are the ones, lilladhina ahsanu minhum wa attaku ajrun azim. Allah says they had put their fear and their trust in Allah, they will get a great reward. As for those who said, "Inna an-nasa qad jama'u," that the people have come against you, lakum fakhshawhum fazadahum imanan wa qalu hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. So this is what they're telling the ummah, and this is what they're saying to us as well. The munafiq said to the Muslims, "You are weak, you are few, you are injured, you have no power, you have no weapons. The world has come against you, and they're going to destroy you. What are you going to do? Be afraid of them. Run." We said, no, hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. The Sahaba said, and we said the same thing, that Allah is sufficient for us, and He will sort our affairs out. Fazadahum imana, and this only increased them in iman. This only made them more determined to stand upon the truth. And so, when we look at this year, and we look at the state of the ummah, on the one side, you can look at it as a type of weakness, a type of sadness. We can look at it from a pessimistic point of view. At the other side, we're saying, why is it that the Muslims are being oppressed in China? Why is it that the Hindus are oppressing the extremists are oppressing the Muslims in India? Why is Israel bombing the Muslims in Gaza? Why are Muslims struggling all over the world? Why? Because they are scared of this ummah. Because they know the strength that they have thrown with all their technology, all their advancements, all their weaponry, all their economic power. But this ummah will not go away. It will not roll over and die. The most defenseless group of people on earth against one of the most advanced militaries in the world, being bombed and pounded and blockaded and besieged, the water cut off for 70 years. But these people will not go away. They will rather die than submit to the oppressor. And this is scary for the oppressor. And so when we look at this, hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of our affairs. We also therefore remember the difficult moments in this year. Remember, this year began with a massive earthquake in Turkey. 60,000 people died. It's strange when one calamity comes and it makes us forget the last calamity. 60,000 people died in the earthquake in Turkey. 16 million people lost their homes, had to be displaced. What are they going through? What kind of year was it for them? And of course, the ongoing genocide in Gaza. And so with all these difficulties, we don't have an answer to it except to say, we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever Allah is going to decide for this ummah, whatever Allah decides for this ummah, we put our faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that leads to the sixth moment, that in spite of all this, as I said, in spite of all the difficulty that we're going through, we say Allahu Akbar, that Allah is greater than all of this. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a way out for us. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show that this ummah, that in its time of crisis and its time of hardship, that's when this ummah comes together. That yes, 60,000 people died in Turkey, but hundreds of millions of Muslims gave their charity, their sadaqah, to support our brothers and sisters. From Indonesia to South Africa to South America, the Muslims have stood together. Because what do you have to do with the people of Gaza? What do I have to do with the people of Turkey? We share one common thing, la ilaha illallah. And so Allah uses these moments to show us and remind us about the strength of this ummah. That no natural disaster, as a hadith of Nabi Sallam, no natural disaster and no external enemy will ever wipe this ummah out. It will never happen. And this ummah will continue to thrive and move forward through Allah, Allahu Akbar. On the one hand, they are bombing us and killing us. On the other hand, never before, if you look at the stats, has the conversion rate of people entering into Islam increased to this extent. You look at social media and people look at what's happening in Gaza. They look at what's happening throughout the world and the Muslims stand firm on their iman. This is strange. Where does this come from? What gives these people that you bury child after child, your entire family you bury, and they ask you, how do you feel? And they say, alhamdulillah, my family has returned to Allah. What gives you the strength? It's only the Muslim that feels this. And so we say, Allahu Akbar, Allah, you are greater. When you entered this earth, when we were born, the first thing we heard was the name of Allah, Allahu Akbar. This is the phrase by which we enter the world. And when you die, Allahu Akbar, the janazah salah. This is, ya Allah, whatever happens in my life is not important. You are Allahu Akbar, you are the greatest. You are bigger. You are more powerful than everything. The last phrase, when I look at this year, we look forward. We are always an ummah that is optimistic. We say, Insha'Allah. Insha'Allah 2024 will be our year. Insha'Allah next year, all our problems, by Allah's mercy and Allah's permission, will be gone. Insha'Allah, the victory of Allah will come. Insha'Allah 2024, my personal struggles will disappear. Insha'Allah, that goal that you wanted, that promotion, that job, you'll get that. That qualification that you want, you'll get that. That bride, that husband you want, you'll get that. Insha'Allah, your sickness will be cured. Insha'Allah, everything will happen that is that we wanted, what is best for us, we leave it in the hands of Allah. Allah willing, it's going to happen. Beautiful hadith. The Nabi says, by the one in whose hand is my soul, meaning by Allah, a believing servant, a believer, is not given anything better than to have good thoughts with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best thing Allah can give you is to be optimistic when you think of Allah, to have a good relationship with Allah. And he says, the Nabi says, and I swear that there is a servant does not improve his opinion of Allah except that Allah gives him what he assumes. Meaning, the Prophet says, each time you think better of Allah, each time you are hopeful, Allah is going to give me this man. I'm going to get that thing. I'm going to get the deal. This disease will be cured. Whenever you have that feeling, the Prophet says, Allah gives you that which you want. In a way which sometimes we can understand, we can't understand. But every time we are optimistic, Allah loves that optimism so much. He loves that belief of a Muslim that he gives that person. And he says, that is because all goodness is in the hand of Allah. Everything of good is in the hand of Allah. So we make dua, we close off the year with a dua. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and pardon us. We thank Allah for all the goodness, the favors He's bestowed upon us. We thank Allah for the blessing of Islam and the blessing of Iman. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pardon our shortcomings, that He accepts our ibadat. We ask Allah to make easy for the ummah throughout the world. Make easy for the people of Gaza, the people of Syria and Turkey, the people of China, the people of the Muslims throughout the world. Ya Allah, make it easy for us. Give izzah and strength to this ummah. Protect us from our enemies. Oh Allah, let your victory come. Bring about your victory and your support, Ya Allah. Grant us to be an ummah that you are proud of, Ya Allah. Grant us to be a people that you love, Ya Allah. Grant us to be on the straight path. Protect us and our children, Ya Allah, from the fitna, from the difficulties of this world. Ya Allah, grant us blessings in our health. Blessings in our family. Ya Allah, bless us, Ya Allah, in our wealth. Bless us in our careers. Bless us in all that you have given us and increase us in goodness, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, have mercy upon those who are going through hardship. Replace their sickness, their suffering with ease and comfort. And may Allah grant Jannatul Firdaus for those who have passed away. There are people who have died this year. We won't see them again. May Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus. All those who have passed away, make wide their qabr and grant us, all of us, Ya Allah, to return to you in goodness. Ameen. Ameen. Walhamdulillah. Walhamdulillah. Just one beautiful announcement. Alhamdulillah. Putafu'at, inshallah, will be leaving for Umrah tomorrow. Ameen. And for the many who are on Umrah, what a wonderful way of ending the year. We ask that Allah grants you and all the people on Umrah, Umrah Maqbool, a safe travel and a safe return. May Allah accept your ibadat. Please keep us in your du'as, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.